Thank you for taking a ride on the Freedom Train podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Ward, and as always, ride with me is my good homie, Mr. Patrick Urban.
Really going down?
Hey, man, y'all know the Freedom Train podcast series is brought to you by PAX, Inc., and PAX, Inc. is a black development organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, please visit www.pactsinc.org. That way you can learn more about the organization, more about the members, how to become a member, how to donate. And you can also browse through the educational section where you can see all of the great information that PAX Inc. has put together for our learning and entertainment purposes. Once again, it's www.pactsinc.org. It's a great organization that's out there and something you should think about being a part of. Also, while you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. That way you can learn more about me, learn more about Pat, and all of the rest of the shows that we have here on the Freedom Train Network, because we've been doing our thing for like 4 or 5 years, and we're going to continue doing our thing into the future, and you guys can help be a part of this. Now, things that we've created, Patreon pages. There's a Patreon page for our Lessons from the Screen podcast. There's also a Patreon for our The Fix Sports podcast. So if you want to be able to help the Freedom Train Network grow, go to LFTS. Yeah, Lessons from the Screen. I messed that all up. I had to brain freeze. And then Patreon.com/TheFix, LFTS, and The Fix. Go to Patreon and support the platforms that we have, because these are not some self-serving things. We're legitimately trying to work hard on a daily basis to grow our platforms and make the Freedom Train Network something that's viable for the black community. But we do need y'all help, so make sure y'all check that out. I got a new book coming out very soon, On the Shoulders of Giants, Volume 3, South America. And you can go to www.ontheshouldersone.com to pre-order the book now, where I am profiling the sung and unsung heroes of the African diaspora who represent various countries from South America. And I'm displaying one culture, the Juca culture. So if you want to learn more about that, go ahead and pre-order the book now. And when it drops, you got your copy right in your hand. Pat.
What up?
Tell them about PIT Web Design.
Pit Web Design. Every time you say that, I laugh a little bit. Not because it's wrong or nothing, just because you're the only person that says that. but, you know, Pit Web Design is basically, you know, it's a low-cost web solution for people that want a website. You get your website made, $50 a page. Monthly prices as low as $20 a month. We'll take care of your domain. We'll build your website. We'll maintain your website. It's a one-stop shop. You know, you don't have to worry about nothing like that. And like I said, it's low cost. Because in today's day and age, if you're doing anything, you need a website. And there ain't no reason why you can't have one. So if you ain't right, rolling around in dough, give us a call. Even if you are rolling around in dough, you can still give us a call. You know, because our customer service is unparalleled. The person that you talk to will be the person that you're dealing with for the rest of your time with the company. So,
get your mind.
Web Design. Go check out the website. They did the PAX website. They also did the Freedom Train website. Working on the new On the Shoulders of the Giants website. Professor Carl Tone Jones' website has been done. I don't know when he's going to get that up, but it's been done. We got, you know, two or three other websites that have been done that can be put up just in the past, you know, few weeks. So things are moving. Things are going. If you need a website, come check us out.
Yeah, and that josephaward.com coming soon. So you better get your mind right, because even if you don't get your mind right, we're still going to bust you in your head. You heard me?
Word.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's Black History Month. Are you excited?
Not really.
And it's Black History for us every day. Every day. But I do like to say this. Hey, bro. If it, sometimes the universe make you do things that need to be done at specific times, you know. But like I always like to say during Black History Month, use this month to recharge your battery to go out through the rest of the year celebrating, learning, highlighting, and just growing within your blackness and black history. Black history does not have to be confined to a month, and black history does not have to be confined to the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Because I was tagged in the post yesterday, matter of fact, I was tagged in the post. You know, our homegirl, Fayon, she a friend of the show, Fayon Jones, and she was talking about how messages that are always out only include either Dr. King or Dr. King's words, and mainly the I Have a Dream speech, even though the man had a plethora of speeches. People these days not that smart because the man had a plethora of speeches, but they only focus on the I Have a Dream. That ain't even the real name of the speech. But basically what she was getting at is you can't tell me, and what I'm going to say what she was saying in my words, though. We've had at least 10,000 years of history on this planet. And you can't tell me black history is only confined to 28 days and one person. If so, you've failed everything. So, yeah, put that out there on y'all like that. But celebrate your blackness every day. Don't just confine it to 28 days.
Most definitely.
So,
real quick?
What's up?
Some of his other speeches are actually on the Pat's website. So if you don't believe Joe, go to the Pat's website, go to the Learning Center, go to the audio area, and you'll see Dr. Martin Luther King's picture. Click on that, and some of his other lectures will also pop up, and they've all been fully transcribed, all of those lectures, so you can read right alongside of listening to it.
There you go. No excuses for not knowing, especially in this age of Google. So, what the hell is we talking about today? I'm finna tell you. Pastor Simmons got caught jumping out the window again. Not literally, but he got caught cheating again. So, we're gonna discuss that. It's a video floating around of a guy named I forgot the dude who's saying it, but he's talking about Dr. William Pepper and how Dr. Martin Luther King was truly killed. So we're going to give our thoughts on that. A white lady who's a pastor, she's a Donald Trump supporter. Her name is Paula White. We finna let her ass have it. Paula White is suggesting that people send her their salary, or they're going to face the consequences of God, because you know how much control white women have over God, right? So, you know that.
I like the way you said that.
And then our final story, we wanted to learn more about what happened to Jesse Smollett and the attack. And one of the reasons why I want to talk about this is a lot of people are saying that Jesse is lying. A lot of people are implying that he's lying and things just didn't happen. I don't know. I haven't really looked fully into it, but we do have information that we're going to kind of cover, kind of go through. We're not trying to go all the way into it right now because that's not what we do, but we just want to get on and kind of talk about some things and kind of set the foundation for those who do want to do the research. So that's a rundown of what we're talking about. So, Pat, sing my favorite song about Pastor Simmons.
I'm jumping out the window like I'm Pastor Simmons.
Yeah. So I'm sure you all have, some of you might have looked at or listened to our podcast we had over a year ago. We have a pastor here in Tallahassee, Florida, old Jermaine Simmons, and he can't seem to keep himself out of other people's vaginas other than his wives. So he's allegedly been caught creeping again. Now, one of the reasons we're talking about this is because we're always, he's no exception, leadership. We hold leadership to a higher standard. And we understand you're human, but you're still a leader, and you understand that you're at a higher standard. So whether it's him, because we had a show not too long ago about faulty leadership. Mm-hmm. So well, that's why, that's one of the reasons we're going to talk about that. But allegedly, he was caught creeping again. So his wife went out of town, and they say some people took pictures of the girl's car at his house, and then supposedly the girl who he was with took pictures of them two together and allegedly sent them to the wife and all those things here. Details and no details. But are you still cheating? You still cheating? But you know why he's still cheating, Pat? One reason why I think he's still cheating.
What's up?
Because ain't nobody going to do shit about it.
Nope.
Last time he got... Tell, for those who don't know, Pat, tell them what happened, what kind of incentive Pastor Simmons got last time he got caught cheating.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So the last time he got caught cheating actually made national news. This was January of last year, the year mm-hmm. before last. So he mm-hmm. got some issue with his New Year's resolutions. He needs some new
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
But he got, they tried to fire him, but he had a vote of confidence that he passed. So he got suspended. He got put on suspension for a couple months, and then when he came off suspension, he got a pay raise.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then even since then, I have been hearing rumors, so I'll say that, but I have been hearing rumors that he was still cheating on his wife and still sleeping with female members of his congregation. And we've been hearing these rumors from the time he got, well, I've been hearing these rumors for like the last 6-7 years.
Right.
But still hearing them rumors even after he got caught to now this newest incident. So, you know, I agree with you. What's the incentive for him to stop slanging that holy rod?
Hey, he got that holy milk, and it's his job to make sure that all women, only women, well, let me not say that because allegedly he, you know, might play on both teams, allegedly. But got that holy milk he can share for everybody. But it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has no respect for himself, his family, his wife, his church, his position, or anything like that. He's a classic fuckboy. A classic fuckboy. Because, and the reason why I say he's a classic fuckboy, because he comes off as if he's a good dude. But then he can't seem to control his urge, to control himself. And the last time, what really rubbed me the wrong way is the motherfucker blamed everybody in the media.
Mm-hmm.
So whose fault is it this time, O. Jermaine? Whose fault is it this time? If all this information is true, which probably is, but if all this information is true, who's to blame this time? Why can't you, as a grown-ass man, control yourself? Why don't you just divorce your wife? Divorce your wife and be single, and you can sling all the meat you want. Oh, would that mess up his status, though?
As a man of God, technically, he wouldn't be able to sling all the meat he wants. But it would still be a much better look if he were not married.
He's slinging that meat now.
A lot better.
He's slinging that meat now, married. So, I mean, shit, might as well. I mean, as a man of God, he's looking worse.
Yeah, he's yeah. But, I mean, his cult, and that's what they are. And I was having this conversation with my mom this weekend, because she was like, "You can't call them people a cult until I define cult." And then she was like, "Well, maybe they are a cult." So his cult, they already provide and cover for him. It's built into the doctrine. All fall short. Okay, but pastors are
supposed to be able to follow
your standard.
That don't mean you keep, for all fall short doesn't mean that you get a million times to keep fucking up.
Right.
That's not
you
what.
You don't keep making the same, like if you keep, like there's also a line in the Bible where Paul says in the same spot that people like to choose, pick and choose whether or not, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians, whether or not they're going to get married or not get married or whatever. There's a spot where Paul says, it's better if your eye causes you to sin. It's better to pluck it out and enter heaven with one eye than to go to hell because you keep sinning. So to me, that means that if you keep making a mistake, it's, you need to do whatever drastic things you need to do to prevent yourself from making that mistake rather than continue to make the mistake and suffer the punishment for it. That doesn't say that it's okay. Look, old Jermaine, if you keep tripping and your dick keeps sliding into other people's pussies, maybe you need to cut your dick off.
Maybe something like you need, he needs help. Maybe he needs to, maybe he's one of those people who say he's a sex addict and he needs to go to therapy or something. I don't know.
He's a sex addict.
Well, I know that, but that's
the, he make time to get up and preach. He'd be on time to church every morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, but, you know, that's the stuff that, that these people in the spotlight been using, like Tiger Woods say he was a sex addict. Nah, bro, you ain't no sex addict. You just have no control over your urge. You're a little boy when it comes to controlling your impulses. That's what
right.
that is.
Like if you, let's talk about, because if you're a sex addict, that means your desire for sex is destructive to your relationships and your life.
Yeah.
That means that you would rather have sex than go to work. That means,
right.
not that you would rather, that means that you,
you will.
Because you don't have right. the ability to overpower your sexual urges. So you will literally fuck yourself into poverty. There's no way you can tell me you're a world class athlete,
right.
and you're like when, not unless you're just not going to practice and everybody's just covering for you. I'm not saying it's
right.
impossible, but
right, no, but what you're saying is real though. I remember watching.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Remember when MTV used to have those True Life shows?
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was an episode of True Life. I'm addicted to porn. And what you said, this just made me remember this. One of the buddies on there was like, he lost jobs, fell out of school, all these things, because he would spend 10 hours a day watching porn, like 10 straight hours watching porn. So what you said is real. Like, when people have real addictions, the addiction interrupts the flow of their normal life.
Right. That's how you define an addiction. That's the difference between an addiction and something you just like a lot. An addiction has a negative impact on your life. It has a destructive impact on your life and your relationships. So if you can pull yourself away from whatever it is that you're struggling with to maintain a state of balance or to not find yourself in negative situations, it's not an addiction. It doesn't
yeah.
become an addiction until it becomes a problem where it's costing you in the form of something. That's why you know a lot of people that do drugs.
Yeah.
It doesn't become a problem until it becomes a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah. If you can't pay your bills and do all these things, then you got a real drug problem.
Right.
A real drug problem.
But how many functioning alcoholics do we know that they drink and I'm sure they're destroying their own bodies. I'm sure
right.
they are. But they still able to go to work. They're able to come home. They're able to have positive relationships with people. They're able to do all of these things. And they're
yeah.
only really harming themselves. Now, we could argue about whether or not that's acceptable. But it's a different thing. So when you start talking about sex, I'm addicted to sex. Like, that's a different type of thing. You know
but in, to me, in this case, especially with this pastor, I don't think it's a sex addiction. It just, like I said, he's a little boy when it comes to controlling
right.
his urge.
He's
like I was reading this book. I just read this book at the beginning of the month. January. This is my because I'm doing my best to make sure I read at least a book a month. So the book was Sacred Sexuality Within like the Comedic Realm. And I ain't gonna lie. I brought the book trying to learn, trying to get better at sex. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, man. I got a lot of them books like that.
But what was cool about the book, though, was that it was talking about self-control of your sexual urges. So it used the mythology of Aset, Set, and Heru. And Set, which you could say is the negative aspect, represented our lower self. And Set was so sexually charged that it was not like the way they wrote it, and you have to understand it. Set wasn't like he didn't subscribe to homosexuality, but he was so sexually charged that he would just try to stick his thing in anything, and he would rape a cat, a tree, or whatever. And if he couldn't put his thing in something, he would just ejaculate. But that was an extreme metaphor for people who can't control their urges. And when you can't control your urges, you're going to destroy yourself. This dude is going to destroy himself. But the problem is with him is he's taking people along with him, because people seem to want to be destroyed because they can't get the idea of him being the pastor out of their head, and they can't look at the man and just say, you're just not a good man. You're just not a good man to be a leader of people, because we can't trust you with people.
And that's the issue that we're facing, really, is the because he's a pastor, and people, like, even with the deacon board, like, the deacon board is supposed to be kind of like an advisory council for a pastor. Nobody around this dude seems to be willing to hold him accountable.
Right.
And that's from his wife, his dad, who's also a pastor, the deacon board, the members of his church, because the Bible charges the congregation with maintaining the shepherd just as much as the shepherd is charged with maintaining the congregation.
They didn't read that part.
It's their duty. If their pastor falls, it's their responsibility to correct the error.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be standing in front of nobody preaching the word of God if he's disrespecting God, his wife, his family, and his position as a leader in the community by taking advantage of the power dynamic. Like, this goes, we could fold this back into some Me Too shit, even though the women are all consenting to what they're doing. Yeah. I don't want to make the case that anybody's being raped.
Right. It's toxic masculinity, though. Definitely that.
There's definitely a power dynamic at play. And there's definitely a masculinity issue at play. There definitely is a femininity issue at play.
Right. Self-esteem. There's a lot of things going on. But you know what's crazy, though? You were the first person to tell me about the story like a month ago. Remember we had a conversation and you asked me, did he get caught cheating? And I was like, I don't know. But he probably did.
Yeah.
But then I was telling people, I was like, hold up. Okay, I was at work one day and I was just thinking, this popped in my head, why the fuck is Pat asking me that? And that was going through my head, like why did Pat ask me that? Like, I'm here in Tallahassee and I ain't heard nothing. Like, I can walk to the church from my house right now. I can walk to Jacob Chapel right now. And I'm like, I'm this close and I haven't heard it, so how the hell Pat heard that in North Carolina? Oh yeah, I forgot I was under a rock too though. But the fact that you heard that, when you heard that, and then the stories upon stories, and then I'm starting to see more on social media, and you telling me more things, and it's just like then the stuff that I've read and the conversations that I've had with people, this dude is not a good dude as far as being trusted with women, being trusted with all these things. He shouldn't be a pastor. He needs to start back from the bottom. He doesn't deserve this position of leadership.
I couldn't agree more. He definitely doesn't deserve the position of leadership that he has. He is, in my opinion, not equipped to be a pastor. Not right now, anyways. I understand he's a young dude, you know, in his 30s or whatever the case
might
be.
Man, fuck that. I'm 35, and I control myself.
Well, you know, a lot of people use the excuses that he's young. And you know, that's why people also use the excuse that, you know, who are we to judge? And we didn't got into that plenty of times on this show. Go listen to one of the other shows if that's your argument, because we've addressed that issue on numerous occasions. Nowhere in the
Everybody
Bible does it say not to judge.
Right. Right. But anybody who's trying to use his age as an excuse, you full of shit and use a bitch. Because there are men younger than him who are conscious about their actions and the things they do, and who, because in order to cheat, you have to put yourself in that position. You have to allow shit to happen. And he keeps allowing shit to happen. Like, how did he get the lady's phone number? Why do you have the lady's phone number? Why have you been conversing with this lady in a sexual manner? And why is she at your house? You was complicit in that shit.
I'm younger
than
him.
We both are.
I never cheated on nobody in my life.
Fuck out of here with people making these fuck ass excuses for him and other men. Fuck that shit. I'm so sick of that.
Like
me too.
Like I really like to have, like if there was one thing that I had, if I had to pick one thing that I was just gonna do all day long, it would be sex.
Hey man, look, I always said, if there ain't nothing else that I know how to do, one thing I know how to do is have some sex.
Look, bro, I'm to the point still where I get a little frustrated if I go, you know, I get frustrated. Honestly, my frustration starts building about 10 minutes after I finish the act. I'm ready to go again, and I'm mad that I can't do it again.
Man, look, but, sex is a big part of my life, but I'm not going to let it control me.
Even with all that being said, and as much as I love sex, I've never cheated on nobody. I've never stepped out, never tipped out, especially not on my wife or anybody that I would consider somebody I deeply care about. You know, you never done it.
Right.
Always been able to control myself. So I don't feel like the age thing is, and that's not even to put me on no high horse, because
it just
like
is
that,
what
that
it is.
That should be normal.
It should, but the narratives that men cheating is just what men do. That's stupid as shit.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of people taking an idea and shaping it into a social norm, which is not a fucking norm, but it's become a norm because everybody does and everybody has excuses for it.
Yeah,
so,
that was something my mom said when I was talking to her about this. She was like, well, you know, because I think she has friends that go to that church still. And some of her friends were telling her, you know, well, that's what men do. And to me, it's interesting because it's like, if that's what you believe, if that's
honestly
what you believe,
why get mad?
Why do you get mad when a man cheats on you?
Like, why expect monogamy?
Why get married? Why get in a relationship? Why, like, if that's what men do, if you honestly believe that all men cheat, that's what they do, then why are you putting yourself in a situation to be close to a man?
You're a fucking idiot if you believe that men are supposed to cheat and then you get into a relationship and expect him not to cheat, but on the back end, you believe men cheat because that's what men are supposed to do. You're a fucking idiot. And yeah, I said it. That's stupid.
You know, that's the equivalent to saying all women are gold diggers or all women are money hungry. All women
are. Yeah, it's not fucking true. It's not fucking true. These are people who refuse to control themselves. Let's just call it what it is.
And honestly, I think it's a small majority. It's a small percentage of men at that.
I do too. I do believe that. I believe that it's a small men, but you just, it's concentrated information that we keep getting though.
Well, yeah, but that's because these are usually the. And I'm gonna be honest, and you know, people can correct. If women, if I'm wrong, correct me. But I've been saying this for years, and I think you have too. The reason why women think all men cheat is because all women, most women, are going after the same five dudes.
Erica, our homegirl Erica said that shit. Like, she was in the conversation. She might have said it on the show, on the shows we did. But I remember in the conversation she was talking about, if it was 100 men left on the earth and it was 100 women, those 100 women would go after 10 men and the other 90 would just be there.
And, like, that's something that men have been saying for years. Like, it ain't that all men cheat. It's the fact that women seem to be attracted to the men that cheat. Now, and I'm not saying they're attracted to them because they cheat. I'm saying these are usually guys that have a bunch of options that can cheat, that are willing to cheat. Usually these are alpha males that have some sense of entitlement. And we could get into a whole show about how qualities that make a man a piece of shit also make a man attractive to women. You know, because that's a show in and of itself.
That's that man box.
But right. But that doesn't, you know, like that's a true phenomenon that I don't think people consider when they make statements like all men cheat.
Right, right. I like the juxtaposition that you gave with that, though. All men don't cheat, and all women aren't gold diggers. But people are, because think about it, though,
all
Pat.
All people are stupid.
Yeah. But think about it, though, Pat. When we were growing up, and you were watching the TV shows, remember, because they programmed these girls. They programmed us, too, but they programmed these girls. I like bad boys. All our lives we've been hearing girls say they like bad boys. Why? It's just something exciting about them. All right, but now you're a grown-ass woman, and you're tired of you fuck boys, and now you want somebody else to do something different, but you haven't changed the way you look at certain things. Pastor Simmons should not be desired by anyone.
Mm-mm.
Other than his wife.
At this point.
Right. Fuck him, man. Fuck him and everybody who support his debauchery.
Debauchery.
That's what we need to be at in our community, man. If you are fucking up our community, fuck you. It's time for you to go.
Bro, you know I'm right there with you.
Straight up. But, man, we ain't gonna give Simmons no more light on this show. Not right now. I might say something else later, but not right now. All right, so let's move on a bit, man. I was scrolling through Instagram, and one of the reasons why I want to do this on the show, because I kind of want to verbalize this, because I was talking to one of my homegirls about the situation, and I don't like talking about complex things through text, because things could get lost in translation and all these things there.
Right.
And I didn't want it to make it seem like I was arguing with her, because I wasn't arguing with her. I was just stating my point, my opinion. But there's a video going around of a guy named Dr. William Pepper is talking about the assassination of Dr. King. So basically, Dr. Pepper is saying Dr. King didn't die because of the gun wound. He died because the doctors at the hospital killed him. So it was like he was saying that the doctors were they were spitting on Dr. King, let this nigga die, all these things. And in that video, in the audio, Dr. Pepper was saying that I forgot the name of the doctor that he said, but the doctor put the pillow over Dr. King's face and suffocated him. They really didn't give him the medical treatment that they needed to save his life. And my comment to that video was like, man, they can go to hell. Because what's the point of why are you putting this out now? Like, how is this going to help us now? Hold on, let me. Oh, I said they can go to hell for telling us this now. He shouldn't have been shot. But my question for them is now what? How would telling us this help start racism? That was my reply. Because I don't understand the point of you telling us this now. Like, what's next? You help me, Pat. Help me. What's the point of you telling us this now? Just like the dude who put out the dude on his deathbed was telling us how he was the reason Bob Marley died. Why are you telling us this now? So what happens? Do your whole family go to jail? Go to prison for life? I mean, do we get to sue your family for? Do the King family get to sue these families for all their money and things? Do we get to beat their kids up? Like, what happens out of that?
No, I mean, honestly, I think it goes back to what we were saying earlier about people wanting spotlight. Like, this is and I don't know if Buddy has been saying this and it's just now really getting attention. Because, you know, in the 90s, the government was charged and convicted with conspiracy
right.
to kill Dr. King, and that
right.
hasn't really gotten out. But at the end of the day, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't. Dr. King shouldn't have been shot. He was shot. He shouldn't have been.
Right.
He shouldn't even been in the situation. He was in
right.
the situation. The who's guilty, who's not guilty, who did what, who didn't do what. Look, we've all known for years, for decades, for centuries, that the hospital establishment is not friendly to black people.
Right.
Like, this is well known and documented. So I'm on one end, I'm kind of like, okay, why are we surprised that he didn't get proper treatment at the hospital? Like, why is that even a surprise?
Right.
On the second end, it's kind of like, okay, so like you said, So what does this mean? What does it do? What does it change? It doesn't mean do or change anything.
Right.
It's a nice bit of information to have. Sure it is. But it doesn't, in the grand scheme of things, change anything. It's not going to change the way white people feel about Dr. King. It's not going to change the way black people feel about Dr. King. It's not going to change his legacy. It's not going to change the way we feel about America. It's not going to change the way America feels about us. It's not going to change the way the healthcare system treats black people. It's not going to change anything. So it's basically knowledge and trivia that could be true or could be false. Let's throw that out there. It's information for the sake of information with no validity, no point, and no meaning. That's how I interpret it.
But that's what I am. And so what also, that's why I didn't respond back, because we wasn't arguing. We wasn't really having a debate. We were just having a conversation. But conversations like that, I know how I could get. That's why I didn't reply again, because I didn't want my text to come off as me going at her. Because you know me, because I be on fuck them crackers shit. That's what I be on. But then I didn't want her to think that I was coming at her. So I was like, fuck this, we're going to take this to the podcast. But it just kind of ticked me off, though, like, because they try to portray it as if that dude telling us this is black history. First of all, that's not black history. It's white history. White people telling us about how they help continue white supremacy. And then white people telling us how they killed Martin Luther King, if that everything they're saying is true. So that's white history, because that's a victory for white people. But it's like, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And the information is useless now.
It's very useless. At this point in time, that information would have been valuable. That information would have been valuable years back, decades back.
Right.
It would have
been
valuable when he first got shot. It would have been valuable even up to a year or two or maybe even three after he died. It would have been valuable.
When the doctor was still alive.
Nowadays, now that everybody's dead, his memory has, for the most part, been made whatever it's going to be. His impact has been solidified. His legacy has been solidified. It doesn't change anything now. And so it's kind of one of them things where, again, it's like, it's useful. It's information for the sake of information, and we can't even confirm whether or not it's true.
Right.
So
right.
To me, that's where the biggest hang-up is at. I know we all have our speculations. You know, I speculate just as much as everybody else speculates. And I believe that it could be true just as much as any black person would hear that and believe that, that's probably true. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change anything.
Right, it doesn't. It's useless information to us right now. Like, if I'm the King family, I'm like, all right, so do we get to sue these families, or what happens next with this? Like, do we get to ruin somebody else's life? Because that's what's happening in our community. But see, the thing is, I was like, these white people who are putting this story out now, I'm questioning they're not good allies. I don't even know if we can even consider them allies, but they're not good allies. Because, I mean, you all should be able to tell us this information, but also, now what are you doing to stop racism and white supremacy? Because just tell us these stories isn't stopping anything. It's 2019. The man died, what, was 58?
60-something.
Huh. So, I mean,
68 or
say it again.
I think it was 68 or 67, something.
It was
like
either 58 or 68. But, hell, it's still 2019 now. Step your game up as allies if you're really serious about stuff. It's like, our people are really dying out here in these streets. They've been dying for hundreds of years. They've claimed over millions and millions and millions of black lives. Fuck this video, man. I want my people to be safe and free. Fuck this video.
No, I'm with you on that, especially with regards to white people being bad allies. And it's not all of them, but see, the biggest problem is when white people decide they want to ally with the movement, they want to come into the movement as leaders and try
right.
to tell us how to fight instead
right.
of doing what they only they can do, which is going into their communities and trying to change the minds and hearts of their people.
Right.
Like, we don't need white people over here in the black community. We got this over here. We need you over there where they
keep your people
to
out.
Fuck us up at.
Yeah, keep your people, because every time we build something, your people start finding a way to destroy it. So how about y'all stop that?
So, and even to that, you know, this idea of, you know, we have to learn how to evaluate what allies are. We need to understand the meaning of an alliance. Definitely need to understand that the shit is temporary. There's no such thing as a permanent alliance. But there's just so many things that we have to understand as far as tactics go. But I'm in agreement with you. Like, a story like this, 100%, this, in my opinion, 100% says that white people are bad allies, especially in the case
yeah.
of the white person dropping this story. You're definitely a piece of shit ally.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that. Like, I want to clear this part up, too. I don't have an issue with my homegirl sharing this or whatever the conversation we had. Just the white people in the video made me mad. That's what made me mad. Those white people in the video, this bullshit. Like, who? Like, y'all could have kept that information. You could have kept that information. Tell me when somebody from that family get prosecuted or something. Tell me when the King family get reparations or something from this. Don't tell me. Don't just put out a video and think we're just supposed to be happy. Oh, it's Black History Month. We finally know what happened to Dr. King. He's still dead.
And we still don't know.
Right.
Because I ain't seen no corroborating evidence.
Right. It's just
and
a video.
You can't tell me on one hand not to trust white people, but on the other hand trust this white dude saying something in a video. I can't even see his face. Well, I saw
right.
the audio. I ain't see the video, so.
Yeah, it was more audio than anything. I pulled up this video on YouTube. Now, I will attach it to the post that people can go look at it for themselves. Because they actually got this white dude and they're talking in this video on YouTube.
Yeah,
so
and like, who is he? How is he credible? And why should I believe him?
Now, all those questions have to be asked. If you don't ask those questions, I don't know. There's something wrong with you.
So, even to that, like, I, you know, but that goes to another discussion we got to have about how excited people get to hear information that they agree with already. They don't even care about the source. They don't even bother checking the source or vetting the source because it's basically telling them something they already believe to be true. And I think with this Dr. King thing, a lot of people have suspected or believed that there was foul play involved at the hospital for a long time. Myself included. But now that you have this video from somebody who claims to be in the know, who is speaking on this same issue from a standpoint that we agree with, we're all just like, yeah, see, I knew something. No, you still got to vet it. You still got to make sure it's proper. This dude could be pulling this shit out of his ass, understand the way propaganda works. They could be gaming the shit out of us right now. All this could be part of some larger plan.
Yeah. And we always got to be thinking about it from as many different angles as possible, because you can't, like, white supremacy have pulled so many tricks on us. You can't trust everything that they put out, pretty much anything that's put out. Research everything.
That's where I am with it.
So, yeah, man, but that's It took me there with that, because I was like, man, fuck y'all. And in Black History Month, y'all want to drop this for real? Y'all could have kept this shit. We already got the Super Bowl. We already got the Grammys. We already got all the other huge events that go on in Black History Month. Y'all want to drop this bullshit? Fuck y'all, man. If y'all ain't gonna do nothing to help the King family or fuck that other family up, you could have kept the story.
Yup.
But anyway, man, let's move on. Let's talk about crazy white women real quick. The, what's the, come on, man, come up. But the white lady preacher, she was like, I don't remember her name. I'm waiting on this slow ass thing to work. But what's the white lady's name? I said her name earlier. I can't remember her name. What did I say her name was? Oh, Paula White. There you go. Paula White. So she's a, yeah, I know. She's Donald Trump's spiritual advisor. And she suggests that.
Not trusted just off that.
Of course. Of course. She said she's telling people to send their January salary or face consequences from God. Go back to what I said earlier. I didn't know white women. Well, you know, white women and God, you know. White women got that much influence over God. Hey, hey, God, if people don't send me their salary, go get them. Really? Really?
White women are the most powerful women on the planet, man. They're the most powerful people on the planet. You know, we can argue this, but I think in a lot of regards, white women are more powerful than white men.
In some regards, white women give white men a run for their money, but white women do have a lot of power, that people don't want to admit because, you know, especially with the women's marches and all the things that we do for women, but white women be capping too. Yeah. I'm not saying that the good majority of white women aren't fucked up by white men, but white women be capping because when white women be, especially when they want black people to join in on their fights. All right, well let's talk about before you start asking us to join in, let's talk about your role in the oppression and the slaughter of my people. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your role in leaving black women shut out of these so called women movements that y'all had. Let's talk about that first.
Oh, they'll let you in now. You just gotta come in singing the message that they want you to sing. You can't come in on no, you know, no pro-black shit or no, you know, it's got to be all women, and which is, you know, that's their shit. So let them have it, you know.
Right.
My thing is, I don't know, white women, they, you're right, they do a lot of capping. They not real. If they were real about the struggle, Donald Trump ass wouldn't be president right now. Let's not forget the majority of the women vote that he got. Let's not forget all
women.
Of those freaking... I stand with Judge Kavanaugh women, white women out there, the Supreme Court nominee. So let's not forget all that. How you going to say that the lady that accused him was credible and believable, but at the same time that you still believe that he didn't do it? I don't even know how you can balance both those things, but they pulled that shit off.
They full of shit, man. They be straight full of
about
shit.
About this white lady and God.
So let's read a little bit. It said, Donald Trump's spiritual advisor has suggested that people send her money in order to transform their lives or face divine consequences. We should drop this song on her head just for that first line. Paula White, who heads up the president's evangelical advisory committee, suggested making a donation to her ministries to honor the religious principle of first fruit, which she says the idea that all firsts belong to God, including the first harvest and apparently the first month of your salary. So can we get your front teeth and the first two teeth I see in your mouth? Let's get them. First harvest. And is she? Never mind. Right now, I want you to click on that. I'm going to do my Paula White voice. Right now, I want you to click on that button, and I want you to honor God with his first fruits offerings. Did I sound convincing?
A little bit. Yeah, you had a little bit too much twang, a little bit too much gurgle. But
well,
good.
I was good. I just imagine her as like one of them southern white hicks.
No, that was good.
she said that in the video shared on her website, where she encourages her followers to donate to her ministries to get blessings from God. If God doesn't divinely step in and intervene, I don't know what you're going to face. He does, he said. I mean, so God is conditional.
Oh yeah.
That what that mean? She just said God is conditional, right?
But he is. Tar?
Okay. If anybody give money to Paula White, you a damn fool. How about this? I take that back. $ Joe War 84 is my cash app. I just got a revelation right here as I was reading this. I just got struck by something. And God is speaking through me right now for all you believers. God is saying that all of you should send me your money, and that way you can get a black blessing from me. You think this gonna work, Pat? You think this gonna work?
I don't know. We need a bigger audience. I think if we had an audience of a couple million people, some people, it would probably work.
I know. They'd be like, oh, my God, I want to receive this blessing, man. Paula White scamming y'all, fool. Hey, the city girl, you got one city girl in jail for scamming people. Lock Paula White ass up for scamming people, too. This is a scam as well.
I mean, you know how people is with God. They just don't know. You know, Pastor Simmons swinging the holy rod. Paula White got God saying, if you don't send her your paycheck, he going to beat your motherfucking ass outside by the oak tree at 3 o'clock.
I want to set up a meeting with this guy because he ain't consistent in the shit he's saying.
It's either that or
people are lying. Which one is it? Is it God is inconsistent or people are lying? Which one is it, Pat?
I don't think it's either one. I think what we're dealing with is a multitude of gods. A bunch of them. And so her God ain't necessarily the same God that Pastor Simmons got.
Okay. So are they gods from the Bible?
Well, see, that's another thing. Like, because, you know, the Bible is composed of a bunch of different books. So who's to say that all of those gods, all of those books are referring to the same God in the Bible?
Well, that puts a different spin on these words being divinely inspired by the God.
You think about divine inspired, divine inspiration. I was having a conversation a couple of weeks back with a dude that was high on weed. He thought he was having divine inspiration too, but that was just weed.
I've smoked a lot of weed in my time. I'm talking about a lot of weed. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm a pothead. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I've smoked a lot of weed in my time, but I ain't never had that type of intervention when I was high.
Well, you ain't smoking
never.
Pretty good.
I probably not. I probably need to upgrade then, but I don't want none of that roach spray in my body. So
you gotta, cause like I was watching this thing. This guy said, you would have to smoke 75 joints in the 1970s, 60s and 70s, in order to get the same high that you can get from one joint today.
Well, damn.
I don't know if that's true or not. But if it is true, it kind of puts a whole new spin on the whole weed discussion.
Yeah. Well, Paula White can sell, well, she don't need to sell weed because she can sell dreams. But
she ain't got to sell weed. Cause like you said, if you don't send her your January paycheck, God is going to beat your motherfucking ass.
And God's showing up to your friend, though.
Giving you back pay so that you can send it to her.
Straight up, your checks, your tax return checks, all those things. You better give them to Paula White, and you have to give it to her specifically because she is the only one who communicates with God directly. Mm-hmm. Only person. There's 7 billion people on this earth, and only Paula White can communicate directly to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah! Hashibaba shaba shaba. Oh, she said, oh, hold on, she got some more words. Let me put on my Paula White voice again. January is the beginning of a new year for us in the Western world. Let us give to God what belongs to him. The first hours of our day, the first month of our year, the first of our increase, and the very first area of our life is devoted. The principle of first fruits is that when you give God the first, he governs the rest. And redeems and I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Well, first,
that don't even make sense.
A new concept. I will say that.
It's not.
And actually, what she's saying isn't new either. I think is the attention is different because she's
trying to get some money.
Advisor, and
yeah, it's not a new concept.
Even though Trump had a soul. So.
Well, I mean. It might be like his hair might be like a 2 peso, but
but you know it's always funny to me when people be like give God the first year increase because I'd be like well do God give me something back when I take a decrease like if I take a hit like do I get Like, if I got to give you a bit of my raise, when I take a hit, do you give it back? Like, is this like an insurance thing? Like, is this, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that whole thing work? You know, and it's because you get, like, pastors get paid by the money that the church makes. So, do you give the God too?
That was going to be my question. Do you, so you give him some of your first God too, some of your first fruits and first this and first that? Because if you're not, then.
That's not fair, though, because if you're giving your first to God, then that's like me giving twice.
Oh, well, she's saying you have to give to her directly, though. She didn't say give to God. She said give to her. So if you don't give money to her, then God going to punish you in the name of Paula White.
Well, she got an appropriate last name.
Oh, yeah. That's some white people shit. Some white people shit. But it's just, but it's like, Paula, sit your bitch ass down. When I was talking to my auntie yesterday, I told her I got some asses for her to whoop. And Paula White, you on this list. She was down with it, too. She's like, yeah, I whoop some ass. But sit your ass down, Paula. Because you're scamming people. You're telling people to give you money, and how are you going to give it to God? Like, so what does God do with physical money? How does that benefit a spiritual being? Physical money, how does that benefit a spiritual being?
Much less somebody that is credited with the creation of every fucking thing.
What the fuck is money going to do for him?
You know, like, God got a light bill. He got, you know, man,
yeah.
I pay my light bill.
Man, you know I got to put some down on your bill, bro. You know what I'm saying? You motherfucker be tripping, dog.
Man, you know, it costs a lot of power to keep the sun burning, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who you paying? Jupiter, bitch? Zeus? Come on, man.
Now,
anybody who falls.
Everybody got different gods. Maybe her god is Willie, because you know Willie be broke.
Nah, that ain't Willie. Willie don't ask. Willie asks for nigga shit. See, that's what people fail to realize about. Willie is a nigga god. No other type of god. Just a straight. That's why Willie Early Man, that's the Trinity. Them nigga gods. They got to find some other names for their white gods.
Got you.
And when I say nigga, I don't mean black when I say nigga. I mean nigga shit nigga. That's what Willie is. Not black people shit, though.
So then it's possible that she could be praising Willie. It's possible.
Well, Willie's white slave masters, the white relatives of Willie who became his relatives through slavery, put it like that. So his name would be Bartholomew.
Mm.
So that guy is Bartholomew.
I got you.
You feel me? You feel me? But, man, like, people are so freaking gullible, man. Like, I keep telling people, adults are the dumbest people I've ever met in my life. I don't have a problem with a child whose brain isn't fully developed doing dumb shit. You're a child. You're supposed to do dumb shit. But you're an adult, and your brain still ain't developed. You still haven't developed reasoning, discernment. You still don't understand the difference between somebody who's genuine and somebody who's scamming you. You really believe that if you don't give this white woman money, that you won't get into heaven? Really? You got to be about the dumbest motherfucker I've met in my life. But an all-powerful being has to have a medium? Are you serious?
I think she is.
But just not just for her, but for people too, like regular people. Like you really believe that you have to go through your pastor. The most powerful force ever needs a medium? I think not.
Well, you obviously ain't using your critical thinking skills.
I probably not. That's probably my fault for either not thinking or thinking too much. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, it could be a combination of both.
You know what? Because that did happen to me one day last week. I wasn't thinking, but was thinking too much all at the same time, and I just had to stop in my tracks. I was walking, and I had to stop because I didn't know if I was supposed to go left, right, up, down, or something, or take my clothes off or something. I didn't know. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, left, right, up, down, start, A, B. A, B, start. Which is, I forget it. Anyways.
Hey. But, fuck you, Paula White. And people. A person who's supposed to be a religious leader, you're not bound to that person. You're not bound to do anything for these people. Your relationship is with God. Work on your personal relationship with God. You don't ever have to step into a church or consult with a pastor to have a personal relationship with God.
Hallelujah.
Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. All right, so this last topic, what happened with Jussie Smollett? Now, they're saying he was attacked, this past week or the week before. Details are coming out about it. I know one thing that people were saying is he's cooperating with police, but he's refusing to turn over his phone. And a lot of people are saying that it's a hoax. It didn't happen. All these different things. Some people are saying, well, whoever what happened he had communication with these people and all these things here. So I just kind of wanted to put our thoughts into this. So let me start with this. This says January 21st, Smollett receives a threatening letter. It says multiple sources told ET that Smollett received a threatening letter on the set of Empire more than a week before the attack, which was obtained by thatgrapejuice.net. The note, which was sent on January 24th, according to TMZ, threatened Smollett and includes a homophobic slur. ET has learned that while Fox did amp up security on the show following the letter, Smollett turned down around-the-clock security recently because he felt it was intrusive. So they're saying the morning of January 29th, the attack occurs. News broke of Smollett's attack early Tuesday morning, just hours after it occurred. According to the incident details of the assault, the victim was walking when two unknown offenders approached him and gained his attention by yelling out racial homophobic slurs toward him. Police say the offenders allegedly began to attack the victim with their hands about the face and poured an unknown chemical substance onto him. The offenders then allegedly wrapped their rope around his neck before fleeing the scene. The Chicago Police Department told ET that the time that Smollett was self-transported, that at the time he was self-transported to the hospital. So let me stop there, because I heard some people were saying that this is fake because he drove himself to the hospital and didn't call the ambulance or the police. When you hear something like, because we don't know all the details, we're learning. When you hear something like that, what's the first thing go to your mind when somebody says, well, this can't be true because at that, well, why didn't he call the police? Well, why didn't he call the ambulance? Like, Pat, when you hear stuff like that, what's the first thing that go to your mind?
Honestly, I tend to disregard those statements because you don't know. First off, you're putting your logic and your assumptions about how you would behave onto another person in a situation that's probably not that's probably not a logical situation. It's probably a very emotional situation. So I've heard stories about this thing being fake as well. I don't know if it's fake or not. I don't know, I don't have no opinion on the validity of it because there are a lot of details I'm not aware of. But I do take a small issue with people automatically dismissing things because the person didn't do what they think they would have done if they were in that situation.
Right. But see, that's the thing. That's one thing that I have a problem with is a lot of people are always talking about what they would do in specific situations. Man, most of y'all people wouldn't do shit because, hey, y'all don't do shit now when you got the opportunity to do shit. They'd be the same people. Hey, it ain't my business. Let me go on. Well, shut up. Keep your opinions then. But don't say the man is lying because this. But let's read a little more. E.T. learns that Smollett is emotionally shook up. A source told ET on Tuesday morning that Smollett was emotionally and physically shaken up after the incident. Jussie tried to protect himself, and at one point, the men poured a substance on him, believing to be bleach, and one of the guys put a rope around his neck. Sources says after some time, the men fled the scene, and Jussie went to the hospital. Jussie is mostly physically okay with some scrapes and bruises, but he's more emotionally shook up. Now, let me just say this, because I don't think this didn't happen. But those two dudes, they some hoe-ass people, though. They some hoe-ass dudes. Like, homosexuality ain't that damn serious where you got to go attacking people like that. They need to find them motherfuckers and fuck them up. That's just me. Like, leave people alone. Fuck-ass. Leave people alone. So it said, Chicago Police, the Chicago Police Department spokesperson and Anthony Guglielmi, whatever, Anthony, told ET in a statement that an investigation is currently underway and they're treating it as a possible hate crime. So, you know, people start speaking out and all these things here, but, you know, like I said, they're saying that he isn't giving up his cell phone, but he is cooperating with police. And a lot of things people are saying, that a lot of details, they have them questioning the incident. I mean, yeah.
I don't have a problem. I really don't have a problem with people questioning the incident because, you know, like, that's your right. And I tend to think that things should be questioned. You know, nobody should just be believed just off. Especially, like, if you don't know a person and you don't, you know, like, you shouldn't just arbitrarily believe everything that comes out of somebody's mouth. But if you're going to disagree or say that it didn't happen, my thing is still just, like, you got to have a real reason for why you believe it didn't happen. You can't just be like, well,
right.
You know, he took a left on Bullmark. And when I was on Bullmark, I always take a right. I ain't never took a left. So I don't believe it happened. Well, like, that's not a good reason to call somebody a liar. Like, can you make a left on the street? Well, yeah, you can make a left, but I ain't never seen nobody make one. Then how, you know, and that's kind of where the logic goes. It's like, yeah, you can do it, but I ain't never seen nobody do it before. Okay, well, then what's your... So that's my beef with the whole thing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just agreeing with what you were saying.
Yeah, if it happened, you know, then those dudes, like you said, you know, they need to be tracked down and they need their asses whooped.
Straight up.
If it didn't happen and Buddy's lying about this whole thing, then he needs to be tracked down and he need his ass whooped.
Because, I mean, but... I'm going to be honest. As of right now, I don't think he's lying. I could be wrong, but I don't think Buddy's lying. But it's just the manner in which our community handles certain things and just certain people. Then you got the people where he shouldn't be gay. No, you shouldn't be a bitch. I mean, like, for real? Because, like, for real, so a person's sexual orientation dictates whether they should be attacked or not. Are you serious? So can I slap the fuck out of you right now for being stupid? Like, hey. We got some damn idiots in this world, man. I'm not happy that this happened to this brother, but I do want more details and things. And if everything comes out that this brother ain't lying, there need to be a lynch mob out there looking for these dudes.
That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Because one of the things that I've been seeing, the real nigga in me is aggravated about this situation because all people are doing is saying, we support you, we stand with you, we support you. The real nigga in me wants somebody like, hey, man, I'm looking for these bitch-ass niggas right now.
Right now, folks.
Because, I mean, at what point do we as black people stop letting people push us around and step on us? At what point do a large group of black people don't just get together and go around slapping the fuck out of people?
At no point.
I'm not suggesting people do that, but I wish it would happen in my mind, but I'm not suggesting everybody do that. I don't want nobody to put themselves in a bad situation, unless you're one of them dudes who say you're a real nigga and you ain't scared to go to jail. Because those dudes there, I hate them. I hate the dudes who are banging on their own people, but when it comes to banging on people who need to be banged on, they're nowhere to be found.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They tough guys in the community until white people show up.
Of course. You know, they'll pull a gun on a black dude, they'll fight a black girl, they'll do all these things. But when it comes time to really fuck white people, like I was talking to one dude the other day, And we were talking about this topic right here about these fake ass thug ass dudes. And I was like, well, he was saying something about his homeboy this and the homeboy that and the homeboy in South Florida. I was like, well, if your homeboy's such a banger, why he ain't ran up on George Zimmerman? Well, because George Zimmerman ain't do nothing to him. These other people don't be doing nothing to him, but he still fuck with them.
Right.
Like I was at a store the other day. Earlier this week, I'm at a store. And there was these four white people in this BMW, and it was a black dude, some homeless black dude, was throwing pennies at their car. And I was like, see, this is an example of this fake thug shit. Because if you really didn't like the white people and you really were mad at the white boy because he had this car and all these things, then you would have stepped to him instead of from a distance throwing pennies at the car. Because if that white boy would have got out with a tool and slapped the fuck out that dude or shot that dude, everybody was like, oh, man, the white dude did this, the white dude did this, that. But nah, the soft-ass black dude want to do this dumb shit. If you really got a problem with it, you really hardcore, step to the dude. Same thing with all these dudes. Like, some people need to be looking for these dudes right now.
No, I'm with you. And I am also a part of the delegation that believes that the black community don't have gangsters.
We don't.
We don't got gangsters. We don't got thugs. We don't got tough guys. Not like that.
We got hooligans who pick on their own people.
Right. That's what we got. Hooligans, a bunch of immature punk-ass kids. You know, they'll bang on each other, but let, you know, cop run through that neighborhood and shoot one of their mamas in the faces, they wouldn't do shit to the cop.
Let alt-rights, because there's the pussy cracker this and pussy cracker that. Let some alt-rights of the KKK have a march. You never see these dudes show up.
Right.
It'd be women showing up to oppose these groups.
Right. You never see the gang element of the black community at a KKK rally. Like, you want smoke? If you
right.
really want smoke, that is a great place to find it.
Right. Show up. If you really ready to die, you really about these hands and these guns, show up to a KKK rally and handle your business.
I guarantee you, they there waiting.
Right, right. But the reason why they had that rally, because they know who going to show up and who not. They know women going to show up. They know regular citizens who care about their community going to show up unarmed and unprepared for conflict still, which makes me mad. But still, those people are going to show up, not these fake gangster dudes. See, that's the problem with what happened to Jussie Smollett is until real shit get put down, until we make real statements, things like that are going to continue to happen to people of our community. Because in my opinion, yes, I do believe he was attacked because of his sexual orientation, but, hey, he was black too. And they were screaming MAGA. They said they were screaming some MAGA slurs and talking about they represent the alt-right and MAGA and all this shit here. So,
see, even with that, for me, it's like you can get attacked for both reasons. You can be attacked
right.
for being gay and being black.
Right.
And we
right.
know that gay black people experience more violence and more terrorism than gay white people do. Like,
of course.
Their color accounts for that. So even if you gay and a motherfucker is testing you when he's using gay slurs, I still believe that you being black has something to do with it, because you can't convince me that you're the only gay person in the room at the moment. I'm sure this person has come across gay white people as well that they chose not to step to a challenge.
I mean, these two dudes, they particularly targeted him, but they passed by a whole lot of gay people to get to him.
Right.
And, of course, you know, him being a star, an actor, and famous, puts a spotlight on him as far as, hey, look at this dude. But
yeah, but it's a lot of gay white dudes. As
right.
a matter of fact, it's more
right.
gay white dudes that are superstars than black dudes. So, like,
right.
you can't. And that's a whole separate topic, though. But I do kind of be like, yo, people act like, you know, because I have seen that conversation where people is like, well, they got him because he was black. And then somebody else be like, nah, it's because he was gay. And I'm like, so it can't be both?
Right. He's black. I mean, like, because, like, you made a good point, though. A white gay person, all you got to do is just not show your gayness. Nobody would know. But for a black person, you don't have to show your gayness, but you're still black. Still black. You can't hide that. You can't turn blackness off.
No. It's broadcast to the world.
But anybody out there attacking people because you disagree with their sexual orientation based off of some misinterpretation that you got from the Bible. It's bullshit because, and we talked about this before, you call gay people abominations, but somebody like Pastor Simmons, who's constantly violating a Ten Commandment, multiple Ten Commandments, you keep giving him passes. What's up with that?
Yeah, if you sit in that pastor's cult, you can't tell me shit about morality, values, or nothing. Like, you,
because you don't care.
Talk to me.
You don't care about
other
people.
I don't have directions from you on where the closest gas station is.
Because
I don't believe you. You lying.
Because it's that's always been something that has gotten under my skin with our community is. Like the first time Pastor Simmons got caught, the first time I learned about him getting caught, which was probably his fourth or fifth time, maybe his fourth time, I was on the way back from, I was driving with an intern in my car and was talking about that situation. And it was like 3 or 4 cheats ago. And she made a statement. She was like, well, at least he ain't gay. I was like, well, how is this better? You do know, committing adultery is a Ten Commandment. Isn't a Ten, those like the 10 highest laws of Christianity, right?
Supposedly.
So if those are the 10 higher laws, how do you get a pass for breaking the 10 highest laws? But other suggestions, you know, that's word, like that's bond. You got to stand on that. But these 10 commandments, oh, you know, they neither here nor there. Y'all full of shit.
Yeah. And that's why I said, bro, like, You can't, if you're still sitting in that man's church, or if you're still sitting in any church where a pastor has been accused and found guilty of cheating, I'm to the point now where I'm kind of like, even if he's been accused, but you know, it's some shady people. I do think if somebody's falsely accusing the pastor of doing something in the church, that person needs to be kicked out of the church.
Right.
But If you've been in a situation in the church where somebody's accused the pastor of something and nobody was removed, not the accuser or the pastor, you can't talk to me about morality, about Christianity, about values, about humanity, about how to cook food, how to make a bologna sandwich,
right.
What's better, creamy or nutty when it comes to peanut butter. Like, you can't talk to me about nothing. I don't
you
even
wanna,
want to hear your opinion on Lil Wayne last album.
You one of the lowest forms of life. That's what you are. I just hate it because the hostility and things that get created, then we hear stories like this what happened with Jesse, and it's like, come on, bruh. Like for real, like, I don't know about his friends. But look, all my friends, if something happened to me like that, y'all better fight. I want you fighting somebody. Fight. Somebody got to get their ass whooped. If something happened to me that shouldn't be happening to me and I get injured, and because when I recover, I'm fighting. But I want y'all to fight too. Slap the shit out of something. Go find whoever did it, and we going to get them. Fuck all the justice system, street justice.
Yeah,
we got to defend ourselves. This is further proof, even though the proof is already put on the table. It's just another chapter in the book. We have to defend ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you when you're right.
Now, but it also makes me think, maybe he didn't make the best decision in turning down his security.
And this is one of the things, too, where people is always like, well, you can't blah, 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 you can't. And look, if we want to be fair about a situation, we got to analyze it from all sides.
You got to. You got to.
Him turning down security was not a smart decision.
Especially when you know you're getting death threats, constant death threats.
Like, if somebody would have offered me security right now, I would not turn it down. I don't care about what potential inconvenience it could be on my life. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather be inconvenienced and alive than be unencumbered and dead.
Straight
so,
up.
you know, like that whole argument doesn't even make sense to me. Like that.
It doesn't. I mean, but like you said, we're gonna analyze. We gotta analyze from all viewpoints. Maybe he didn't make all the best decisions leading up to that moment.
Oh no, he most definitely made some what I would consider egregious errors in decision making.
Right.
Critical thinking was definitely not being used at all areas of, you know, or at all junctures. And we can say that without being overly critical or without victim shaming or attacking or anything like that, because it's the truth. If somebody sent me a letter saying that they was going to kill me and do this and do that to my friends and my family, myself.
I'm going to make sure I'm straight.
Look, man, give me all the private security that I need to be straight. I don't even, you know, and people could call me a bitch, whatever they want to call me. I'd rather be a bitch that's alive than a brave man dead.
Man, that happened. If I get death threats, you might as well call me strapped up, shawty. Straight up. Like, I got to protect myself and my family and my and the folk around me.
Right. Because at the end of the day, if that man died, who going to take care of his family?
Right. But even at the end of the day, just those, oh, we with you, we support you messages is not going to mean anything.
It's not.
Like,
not if you
like,
ain't got.
Like, let's just be real, man. When sometimes the last thing these people be wanting to hear is somebody saying, oh, my condolences, shut up. That ain't what we want to hear. I want you to tell me you got them motherfuckers.
Well, you know, that's... I'm not real big on empty statements of platitudes and stuff like that. So, I, you know, like, I'm not real big on the whole, you know, I'm sorry when something bad happens, you know, people automatically be like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. You know,
nah, you can keep that.
Not. You don't care.
Right. Right. You can keep that. But we got too many people following Michelle Obama's advice. When they go low, we go high. Michelle Obama's teaching y'all how to still get stepped on. I like what Dr. John Henry Clark said. It was like, the Bible says that one day the strong will inherit the weak, the meek. I said, well, and then after that, the strong will inherit the meek as well. I mean, yeah. He said the... Hold on, I missed the whole statement. How does the statement go? The meek will inherit the strong. How does shit go?
The meek will inherit the earth.
Okay, the meek will inherit the earth. Right, I messed that up. All right. You tell I ain't been reading the Bible in a minute. But the meek will inherit the earth. Then Dr. Clark's statement was the strong will eventually inherit the meek.
Got it.
Like, we got this Black History Month. Let's take the time to actually study something about Black history outside of Dr. Martin Luther King. No shade to Dr. King. But hell, if you're going to study him, study his last 3 years. Those are very, very, very important. But let's look at patterns and things that has gotten us where we are now and see what we can do to best break a lot of these patterns that got us where we are now. If we keep doing the same things over and over and over, like the let's love thy enemy stuff, loving our enemies hasn't kept us safe. And I'm not a Christian. I don't have to follow Christian doctrine. I'm not a bad person for doing that. I don't give a damn what nobody thinks. But the last thing I'm going to do is continue to make sure I play a part and other people fucking me up. That's stupid. So every time you fuck me up, I'm supposed to forgive you? Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to do nothing but turn the other cheek?
Yep.
That's so what happens when I ain't got no more cheeks to turn?
You just be a cheekless motherfucker.
Hey, man, Black people, we're stronger than this. We're stronger and smarter than this. At some point, we're going to have to fight back. Our ancestors always fought back. Don't believe that our ancestors were not docile. Our ancestors always fought back. That's why they don't teach Black history, because if they teach Black history in school, they're going to have to teach you about the abundance of uprisings and slave revolts that happened. That's one of the main reasons why they don't teach this shit, because Black people always fought back. We were not docile about nothing. We might not have won everything, but we always fought back. And if you don't believe me, go to my YouTube channel. Go to my website, ontheshouldersone.com, and you can read the stories for your fucking self. Go to Google and read the stories for yourself. Black people, we always fought back. It's not until recently that we got soft and we decided that if we love our enemies, things would get better. When we were fighting our enemies, we were gaining our freedom. That's how you got maroon colonies all throughout the Caribbean and the Americas and things like that, for black people fighting back, escaping slavery, not sitting around taking that shit. So whoever jumped on the brother Jesse Smollett, fuck you and your life, and I hope you get your ass whooped. So, man, you got any closing statements, arguments, whatever?
Power to the people.
Power to the Mickey Ficky people. Hey, man, love your blackness. Love yourself. Study yourself. Know thyself. Stop letting other people tell you who you are and give you your heroes. We create our own heroes. You got to remember, if white people love them, you got to think twice about them. That's not saying that they aren't viable, that they didn't do anything, but white people don't love black people who truly fought for our things unless they found a way to profit off those black people. So remember that. I'm Joseph Ward. He's Patrick Irvin. This is the Freedom Train podcast series, and we the greatest podcast series of all time. And remember, www.freedomtrainradio.com is our home base. So holler at your homeboy sometime. You know how we do it, man, down here in the South. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Peace.